questions? Okay, let's do quickly English and then we'll move to French.
Okay, how would you judge your game today? It started off a little bit difficult, but then it went so smooth, so...
Yeah, I mean, I think you summed it up. I think it was a bit rocky in the beginning. And I was able to, you know, find my way into the match after four games. Usually, you kind of know what's going to work, what's not going to work. And at the end, I think I had good variation. Also came to the net some. Was effective on break points. My first serve started to work better. So I just think it was a more difficult start to the match. I thought that Brazil was going to play much more aggressive than he did early on, and he didn't. So I think I was expecting the rallies to be shorter, so when they got extended, I made too many mistakes. But as long as I found a way to turn around and stay calm, that was good, you know. So I was very pleased. It's clear for me that not every match can be like the one I had yesterday. It's not realistic, so a match like this is sometimes what you need as well to get that little fight going early on.
English.
Yeah, Roger, how special it is for you to be here, you know, this time after, you know, playing here for the last 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. Look, I've always considered playing in Monaco, and sometimes it was a good preparation. Sometimes I didn't feel like it's what I needed. I needed to work and stay home and do a proper build-up. This year I don't need necessarily build-up because I was able to work hard in the off-season in December, and I'm going to have another build-up, I guess, after Wimbledon. So I'm going to work hard after this tournament, and sometimes getting on the clay early is also something you're looking for. So you actually know what you need to really work on in practice, whereas if you don't play this tournament or an early clay court tournament, you just think what you need for what's to come, and then sometimes, I don't say you work on the wrong things, but it's nice getting some information and playing with the other top, you know, players on the tour. So I'm happy to be back, you know. I kind of enjoy this tournament. It's quite busy, a lot of people, so it's kind of stressful being on site, but that's why I try to escape as quick as I can. So.
Obviously, you've played Tsonga many times, different surfaces. What do you look like? Are you looking forward to the match tomorrow? What do you think you can get from that tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've seen Joe play different kind of quality matches lately, so I'm not quite sure how he's going to play, how aggressive, how passive. So I got to have a bit of an open mind when it comes to that. I didn't play a very good match against him at the French last year. That was a bit of a disaster for me. And then on the other side, I played a really good match against him in Australia this year. So kind of, you know, exciting to see what's going to happen this time around. I think he did a good job of, you know, being tough through the second set today. And I think as much as Fabio kind of went away, I still think it's his credit as well to put Fabio into that position. And he started to play actually really well and really aggressive. I think he played the semis here last year as well. Joe has played well here in the past, and I got to make sure that I play aggressive myself and don't become too passive just because we're on clay.
Just to follow up on that, do you see him as an inconsistent player? Because he lost, I think, 112th ranked player in Davis Cup recently, and obviously he's Grand Slam's finalist. Do you see him as a bit inconsistent? How do you?
I mean, look, he had a change in coaching as well. So I'm not quite sure what exactly they're working on, if it's a work in progress at the moment, if they're telling him to do quite a few things differently. So from that standpoint, I guess he only knows, and he can only answer that question. But I mean, he's still at a high level, you know. I think at the moment he's just missing that big tournament where he goes deep and beats some of the top ranked players. That's maybe not quite what he's been able to do as of late. Losing against a guy ranked outside of the top 20, top 50, top 100. At the end of the day, to me, that doesn't tell that much. You know, as long as you can play up, I think that's important. And that's what he's put himself into this position now again. And that's why it's an important match for him and for me tomorrow.
Français?